I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season, as we see each and every day more and more the wondrous grace that the Father has given to us in the Son and the Spirit, that grace is constantly calling us to be more of who we are destined to be, to become each day more and more like the Son who became like us in all things but sin. Today is Thursday of the fourth week of Easter, and our meditation begins with the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing on high in Christ, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish in his sight in love. He predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ as his sons, according to the purpose of his will, unto the praise and the glory of his grace, with which he has favored us in his beloved Son. Clement of Alexandria writes, "The Father of all showers great affection on those who have fled to him, having given them new birth through the Holy Spirit and made them adopted children. He is gentle, loving, supportive, and protective. Therefore he calls them his children." As we continue our Easter journey, our readings from the Scripture and from the Church Fathers will focus more and more upon the Holy Spirit, upon the graces and the gifts that the Holy Spirit offers to us, about the signs of the Holy Spirit in our world as we prepare ourselves for the upcoming celebration, first of the Ascension and then of the Feast of Pentecost. We are God's children because this is what he calls us. And we know that the goodness of the Father is always being poured forth and poured down upon us through the Holy Spirit and through the Son. For we have been chosen for God, not because of anything that we have done, but simply because of God's great love for us, simply because God has chosen to restore us, to help us, to protect us. How wondrous it is that we are God's children. How wondrous it is that we, because of adoption, are now heirs to the inheritance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That the holiness that Jesus Christ came from and has ascended back to is the holiness to which we are also called, the grace which is also offered to us. Again, because of God's great and wondrous love. And that grace that is open to us and has been made open to us through what Jesus Christ has done for us is also open to us because of the grace of the Holy Spirit that is forever being offered to us. All that is for us to do is simply to open ourselves to that grace and to that love, to respond to God's most merciful and wondrous call. So as we continue our Easter journey and as we approach the Feast of Pentecost, let us each day open ourselves more and more to that grace, that love, and that power of the Holy Spirit. And we will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death. And to those in the graves he granted life.